beautiful. For heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self? Yeah, country loved. Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties. Wait a minute, I'm talking about America, sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. It is a beautiful Saturday, April 13th. We are on iHeartRadio. All you need to do is download the app to your smartphone or tablet and take us wherever. You can go to WVON.com. And, of course, you can always get social, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And our call-in number is 312-374-8130. And, of course, we are engaging, empowering, connecting, and transforming veterans by being the hub to Veterans Affairs, information, resources, and referrals. And America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free number is 888-837-3275. The office is 312-781-1977. Also proudly sponsored by East Lake Management and Development Corporation at 2850 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60616. The office number there is 312-842-5500. And also the law offices of Attorney Theodore London at 1718 East 87th Street here in Chicago, Illinois. Telephone number 773-721-3333. Well, we have another great show for you, and of course, our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer is Manny Corazzari, and we are pleased to have them with us as always. Well, gentleman in the studio who actually just ought to be my co-host all the time, because he does such a great job. Whenever we need anything, or even if we don't need it and he knows we need it, he'll let us know. He is the director, of course, of the Jesse Brown VA, none other than Mark A. Miguel. How are you?
Hey, Cliff.
Great to see you.
Great to see you. And I tell you, it's really an honor that you say co-host, an honor to be with America's Heroes here and talk about issues that help our veterans.
Well, you know, we've done so much at your organization there, and you've done such a great job in helping us to get the word out, and we just appreciate you. And, of course, now we have a two-hour show, so it's been expanded from one, so it's a lot of information, and can't do it without you.
Hey, that's great.
Great.
Well, you know I like to talk about services that we can provide our veterans, and
that's right.
Talk about that all day, but I'll try to do good on time here. But like to talk about how VA services are unique. Truth is that healthcare system that VA has can't be matched. And the reason for that, there are lots of reasons, but some of the very unique services and programs that we offer. And today, a little bit different, wanted to talk about several programs that are available to folks right after discharge, as soon as they discharge. And in fact, those services are designed to help them transition. So we actually have two guests, and I guess at the top of the hour here, I'll introduce our first one. Mm-hmm. Dr. Holly Passy is a licensed clinical psychologist at Jesse Brown. She's our program coordinator for the Vital Student Veteran Outreach Program. And that program, actually, I'm going to let her tell you about it, but it helps provide care coordination and other services and outreach to veterans. And so Holly works with campuses across the city to connect with student veterans and tell them about the VA. Holly received her doctorate in clinical psychology from Roosevelt University in Chicago, and she's worked with the Department of Veteran Affairs since 2012. So, Holly, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me to talk about
the
Vital Program.
Mm-hmm.
Just start from the top and give you the basics of what the program is about. Of course, it has to be an acronym, the VITAL Student Veteran Outreach Program. It stands for Veterans Integration to Academic Leadership. And the idea behind the program is that for veterans coming out of the military and coming onto campuses, we don't just want them to be marginally successful. We want them to be doing well and to have the supports in place for them to be doing well academically and to move on to the next stage of their life. The program really evolved out of a couple contexts, and I'll talk about one and then the other. Mm-hmm. One is that many veterans, when they are coming out of the military and trying to figure out what the next step of their life is, one of the first things they think about is going back to school because they have these great GI Bill benefits. And they go back on campus. This is one of the main access points to begin the integration to civilian life. And the VA, I think, is aware that they are going there first to use that benefit, but in the transition may be getting lost to the VA system and not making it over to be receiving or engaging in benefits that might be really helpful and services that might be really helpful to them. So that's the first current point of context for it. But the other point is a historical point of context in that our Vietnam-era veterans struggled quite a bit more in the aftermath of coming home from the wars, in that they came to a public environment that was kind of maybe hostile. There were not as many supports in place for veterans. So I think programs like this are the VA's effort to be really a lot more proactive with this generation of returning veterans and not kind of wait for crises to happen, but really to go out into the community and engage people at points before they might be in a bad place. So I think when veterans are returning, they go on campus, they are focused on that. It's kind of a younger generation at this point, usually between the ages of 25 at the younger end, maybe 45, 50 at the older end, people who have been in the military for a long time, coming back to school. And they have different needs depending on how long they were in, what their job was there, what those experiences might have been, and the extent to which they may have acquired a mental health or a medical condition while they're in the military. And that's really going to vary in that population. But as they come back, they go to class, they're in classes with traditionally aged students, and they may start to realize the impact some of their service may be having on their academic performance. And this is often, you know, the first place where they may start noticing struggles. So the Student Veteran Outreach Program really aims to put a VA expert out on campuses to be there during that time and to be a helping hand that's very visible on the campus so that they aren't just out there on the campus struggling and not really knowing where to go or what to do. So that's the gist of the program, and I can certainly go into more detail about that.
Well, that's just great, Doc, because I'm sure that someone in that situation would really have a problem if it were not for this program, because where would they go? You know?
It's just
great that you have that program.
It is.
Yeah.
I think that's a good question, and the answer to that question is the VA is a good place to go.
Yeah. But this is a special program you have.
It is.
Yes.
And I think it's here because, my opinion is that being kind of an insider, if you'd want to say that, is that I am aware of the really extensive nature of VA services. Really mental health, medical services, that it is specially tailored for this population in a way that no other system is. And there's a lot, and it's complex, and it's a big system, and that's great. The irony of it is that it can make it intimidating and difficult for people to navigate. And I think that's what this program tries to do, is to make it more personal, to give you a person to connect with me on campus who's visible.
That's
and I'm generally not intimidating. I'm pretty approachable. So that's helpful to feel like...
Generally, you say.
Generally.
Yeah.
So I'm approachable and usually not what they may have heard about the VA. And I try to be a person that gives them professional guidance through that system.
Well, that's one thing that I certainly can attest to. Personally, some of the things I've heard about the VA in the years past have certainly not been all good.
Mm-hmm.
And what is happening, and I'm so happy that we started this show, because the things that the VA does now, I don't know how you could do any better. We've got so many people, and then we've had folks with complaints, and we refer them, and they're taken care of. So, this is why... This is such a good thing. But, I imagine, Dr. Passy, that a lot of those people that thank goodness you're there to help them would probably, when they see the problems that they have, which, if it were not for you being there, would just drop out.
That is what we would like to avoid.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Because just going back to school in itself,
it's hard enough.
Exactly.
It's hard enough.
Exactly. It's
hard enough.
It's hard enough. But then,
especially when you've been out of the classroom for maybe many years.
Sure.
And I think there's a lot of challenges there. And the challenges really, depend on what else you might be dealing with other than homework or classes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's challenging anyway. And I can tell you, having been into school for a long time before this point, that it's challenging as it is. But if you're also trying to navigate symptoms of post-traumatic stress or chronic pain or traumatic brain injury, it's even more so. But I feel like veterans can go there and have struggles and get demoralized and, as you say, feel like dropping out or as if they can't do school anymore and it's just not for them. And that is concerning, and I think it can be heartbreaking, because the truth is that a lot of these veterans can be successful with the right resources and supports. And so I hope that, by connecting with the program, we can start to get them those supports, because it can be the difference between success and failure, not only at school, but in the transition.
Certainly.
Generally, because we know how important employment and education is to the reintegration process.
Now, one of the things, that's one of the reasons is, that we have this show, but... I hope, Dr. Passy, that students who may be having that problem are aware of what you offer. So how do they get the information, generally, what I'm saying?
So that's an excellent question. I do direct outreach to student veteran association groups,
good.
And I go to a
good.
Lot of the student veteran events on
great.
Campus to introduce myself, and you know, many people find the idea of engaging with a psychologist to be distressing. So I just try and make appearances.
As
and
you
make,
say, you're not frightening. You're
not, I'm not.
You're
not.
Now, see, Cliff, if I tried to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
They have a certain idea of what a psychologist is, basically. Right. It's usually not me.
That's true. That's
actually, you could pass as a student.
Yeah, she could.
So I go and try and make myself a natural part of the environment to destigmatize, you know, engaging with somebody in a field like mine. I also, you know, I'm not just doing direct outreach with veterans, mm-hmm. but I'm working extensively with the campuses themselves, because many of these campuses, they want to engage this population, but they don't know how to do it. Exactly. And they don't know what the resources are. So I go and I create partnerships with those campuses, and I work with campus administrators. I work with staff and faculty. I do a lot of staff and faculty trainings about, here are the issues for veterans, here's how you can be helpful, and here's how you can link them with the VA. Basically, just send them to me, and I'll make sure they get where they need to go.
See, that's excellent, because what I was going to say, Dr. Passe, is the fact that if I were a professor,
mm-hmm.
I would make sure if I had veterans in my class that they knew you were around. Because, you know,
I tell them, put my information on your syllabus if you want.
We do
with writing centers or tutoring centers. Great. Like, mm-hmm. let's just have it normalized and worked into the fabric of the campus, mm-hmm. so that it's not like a side issue.
Right.
You know, let's make it a issue that's front and center and visible to everybody.
That's great. Yeah. And how long is this program been going?
For our program here, I've been coordinating it since 2012.
Great.
The program's been around nationally, I think, mm-hmm. for 9 or 10 years now at VAs around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very innovative for the VA. And another thing I'll mention in terms of visibility is that there's some campuses where I actually do therapy on campus, where I go outside our walls of the VA and provide the service there, so that, you know, we really want to make that access easy so that veterans can come between a class and not have to travel all the way over to the VA, and it feels like part of their educational experience.
That's a wonderful program. Great.
And what's nice about this also, mm-hmm. is it's not just, well, it's at the community college level.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have some student veteran associations with the colleges and graduate level as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I didn't even think of that. So it's more than just to tell what levels that this is available.
Well, I engage the community college. I mean, I engage community campuses, so it's not like a specific degree or a department.
Right,
so I'm working with people who are in charge of things at the campuses.
Gotcha.
So it's a campus-specific thing rather than a specific program or certification.
Campus, that's fine.
Yeah.
How many people would you say that you can give us any idea, Doc, that you have been able to help since you've been doing this?
I wasn't prepared with numbers.
Okay.
I know my numbers for this year is that I have had about 500 encounters based on our metric that we keep program wide.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a whole lot of folks who could use your help.
Yeah, send them to me.
Right.
I try and usher people through the system, and I'll screen people on campus when they come and field them off to different places within the medical center, whether it's a benefits assistance or maybe they need job search assistance or start the service connection process. And the great thing is that I have this vast system where I can link them into specialty care. So if they have a traumatic brain injury, let's get a neuropsych eval going for you. I can send them to specialty medical care. And it's really proactive in wanting to engage them before these things become untreated and unmanageable issues.
And many of those individuals that you help probably wouldn't even be aware of this being available if you weren't there.
That is something I hear pretty regularly,
sure.
Especially with engaging in individual therapy, is from veterans, I wouldn't have done this if you weren't here on mm-hmm. campus. So mm-hmm. that, to mm-hmm. me, makes the program really valuable and special.
Wow,
yeah.
That's great.
And I didn't even have an idea of the magnitude and the numbers because, we always kind of, if we can help one veteran at a time. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's something that's why I was just sort of amazed to hear Dr. Passy say these things, Mark, mm-hmm. because that's just great. It really is. And just think, if you weren't aware of that, what are you going to do?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's great. This is America's Heroes Group, and we are so happy to be here. We are talking about some great things that are going on, of course, as they always do, over at the Jesse Brown VA. And we're going to continue this in just a moment. And our number is 312-374-8130. We're going to take a break now, and we'll be back with more.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, SEIDMAN, Law.net.
Eastlake Management is proud to honor America's heroes. We salute all who have served with valor in the U.S. Armed Forces. We honor your courage and sacrifice for our country and its citizens. We are proud of our employees who are U.S. veterans, and we appreciate the strength and commitment that they bring to the Eastlake team. Eastlake Management, founded in 1983, is dedicated to delivering affordable, comfortable housing to the residents at the properties we manage. Eastlake proudly salutes America's heroes.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, WVON host and honored veteran, inviting you to listen every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. as I host America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power regarding the treatment of veterans, retired, and active, discussing concerns for affordable housing, social services, Medicare, and all services geared to veterans. America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power.
I'm Sally, a volunteer at United Way. I'm asking people around the neighborhood what they think this place needs. Excuse me. Hi. What do you think this place needs?
I'd like to see more parking.
More playgrounds.
Free movies.
That's easy. Better restaurants.
And you, what do you think this place needs?
This place? Oh, more ice cream trucks.
Okay. How about you?
Wi-Fi everywhere?
I was thinking more money in the pockets of local families come tax time.
Can I change my answer?
I was just kidding about the ice cream.
Oh, that's way better.
Now that you mention it.
When it comes to getting better tax refunds into the hands of local families, what this place needs is you.
To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org.
Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Cliff Kelly. This is America's Heroes Group. America's Heroes Group partner, Jesse Brown, VA Works Roundtable. And we have a great show going here. You've just heard, of course, Dr. Passy and licensed clinical psychologist helping veterans. Let me give our number again, 312-374-8130. We're going to take a call, and then my co-host, that's what I'm calling him because he's great, Mark A. McGill, who's the director, of course, of the Jesse Brown VA, and then we'll also be talking to our next in-studio guest. Let's go to Sel. Sel?
Good afternoon, Cliff.
Hey, Sel. How are you, sir?
I didn't know that Mr. McGill was there with you.
Yes.
I had an opportunity to meet with him a couple of weeks ago regarding my interest in Jesse Brown creating what I would consider to be a more effective therapy program compared to what I have been going through for the past 5 years. And the therapy session would involve a more progressive agenda in terms of helping the veterans participating to pursue a particular goal, and input would be given regarding that particular effort. And I pointed out to them that I get tired of going to those sessions, talking in square circles backwards every month, same thing. He's there. He can tell you that, you know, he welcomed the idea and signed it to one of his staff to look into it. And I sincerely hope that that becomes something that will be a contribution to those of us who are looking for some insight, direction as a way of alleviating a lot of the stress that we're going through.
Okay, Sel. He's right here. We'll let him respond.
Thank you so much for your call.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And Sel, that is such an awesome idea because, like you say, it kind of gets away from the traditional
group pass around experiences, and it fits very nicely in with our concept of whole health. And what whole health, and actually that's a subject for another week, but that helps veterans set their own goals, whatever those goals may be, but to help in their recovery and makes them a part of that treatment plan. And, it works. So I'm excited what we can do. And Cliff, this is an example of where I really like this director's corner that we have every Thursday because that's where I hear some ideas directly from veterans.
That's great.
May I say one other thing with you?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I'm a member of the Dorie Miller Post here in Chicago, 915. Mm-hmm. We had an opportunity to address a elementary school on the west side, Jensen, who has a child parent center named Dorie Miller. We were favored with the opportunity to address the student body, shared with them who Dorie Miller was, and we provided an opportunity for them to participate in an essay contest. It turned out to be a great, great gathering. Plus, I've spoken to Mr. McGill regarding having a Dorie Miller Day at Jesse Brown.
That's great.
And we have, I think, moved on that. I did meet with someone with Mr. Ward, who's with the volunteer department and their new public relations director.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be a real plus for Jesse Brown as well as Dorie Miller.
Sel, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Now we're going to have Mark introduce our next in studio.
Okay, and I tell you what, that was a great lead-in.
Yes,
and
it was.
Sel helped us here because actually the lady that I assigned to help with this is sitting right to my right. She's our next guest. So Ms. Valerie Creedon is a licensed clinical social worker, and she was appointed at Jesse Brown in 2007, and she is in charge of our transition and care management program. Previously, she had worked in several other programs, home-based primary care, acute medical and surgical care, We stole her from Hines VA Hospital, I think, back in I shouldn't have said stole. We recruited her back in 2003. Ms. Creedon received her Master's of Social Work from the George Williams College of Social Work in Aurora in June 2004 and graduated from Morris College in Dubuque, Iowa, where she received a Bachelor of Arts degree in psychology. So welcome, Valerie.
Thanks.
Can tell about
good
some of the
you.
Programs.
Yes,
great,
thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
Looking forward to some more call-ins so we can be very interactive today.
Great.
So Dr. Passy started talking about transitioning veterans and how she's helping veterans transition and get into school and be successful there. I manage a program called the Transition and Care Management Program at Jesse Brown VA, and we're lucky enough to have a clinic dedicated to all the returning combat and transitioning veterans. It's up on the 10th floor. That whole concept of our program, it looks a little bit different at every VA, but it exists at every VA. It started, Dr. Passy talked about how veterans were experiencing their return home from Vietnam, and everyone knows that wasn't necessarily a positive experience. So I think as a whole, the community, both the DOD and the VA, were looking at that, trying to figure out how we could make that better. And in 2003, they first tried out an idea, and there was a directive to improve coordination and care between the VA and the DOD. So the Army started letting the VA know before people were transitioning home from the medical center, the Army Medical Center. And then this was working so well, in 2007, the Undersecretary for Health actually established a Office of Seamless Transition. And this started growing into a bigger and better program. And then in 2007, they decided, yep, this is definitely the way we want to go. This is actually producing positive results, and we're helping people before potentially they spiral down and feel like they're deserted. We're mm-hmm. stepping in right away. Mm-hmm. And it became a mandated program at every VA. Now, every VA looks a little bit different. We're pretty lucky at Jesse Brown. We have a one-stop shop. So we can help veterans in our clinic. We have case managers. They're social workers. And we have a nurse case manager out at our Crown Point Community Outpatient Center. And we do care management. So anything from helping them get into the VA, get connected with people like Holly, get registered for school. They might be looking for daycare. They could be having problems because they have so many medical appointments that they're so scattered. We can maybe help coordinate, get them all in one day. We can kind of help them navigate the system that is VA, which is a federal bureaucratic system. And we can answer questions for them. We can advocate for them if needed. And we can also just help remind them they have appointments coming up. Yeah. Their lives get busy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have in our clinic, in addition to the case managers, we have mental health providers like Dr. Passy.
Mm-hmm.
We have a full-time psychologist. We have a full-time psychiatric nurse practitioner who can prescribe medications, a part-time psychiatrist, and we have someone who's a walk-in psychologist who can see people short-term, help with things like just trouble sleeping, the kind of more immediate needs that don't always necessarily warrant a full-blown therapy. It could be also the starting point for people who are maybe thinking about therapy and aren't quite sure that it's something they're willing to commit to just yet. Sometimes it's a scary thing to, confront
sure.
your demons.
Right.
And then we have recreation therapy for veterans to help get back into society, become active in their lifestyles, not necessarily be sedentary or isolate. We do groups. We do individual services. We have things like traditional groups, traditional individual therapy. Then we have things like Dr. Prosher's Battle Body Mind Retraining. And that kind of, it's 12 weeks. They rotate through. You can pick whatever time you want to go, whichever sessions you want to go to. And each session is a little bit different. Could be Reiki one week, could be
healing touch, could be meditation, could be yoga, and they're all to kind of help reset your norm, because when you're coming back from war, your kind of internal thermostat is, it's kind of registered a little higher, yeah. Right? So you want to bring that back down so you can function with less adrenaline in your life.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
There's nothing you don't offer.
We even have a therapy dog that comes up to our program.
Buddy the therapy dog.
Yeah. Buddy. Therapy dog. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He's great. Oh. Yeah. He works throughout the whole facility, but he's up in our program on Tuesdays.
So, oh, that's great.
Yeah. And we have...
indoor tennis. Yes. Tell them about that. Wheelchair tennis.
We have
wheelchair tennis.
Mm-hmm. We just had... six of our veterans accepted into the tennis national program in San Diego, I believe it's happening.
Uh-huh. 2 weeks.
Yeah, so that'll be great. Mm-hmm. They take, and it's not just work therapy before, I think, you know, people probably heard the saying, like, it's not your grandfather's VA anymore.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so rec therapy before, I think, at least around us, may have been known for just kind of doing bingo and things like that. Mm-hmm. They still do bingo for veterans that enjoy that. But we have lots to offer.
You sure do.
Yeah, they do things like archery, skiing, kayaking.
There's scuba diving.
Oh, that is beautiful. Yeah.
Horseback riding.
I would just add that stuff is really important to get people back to positive experiences in life.
Yeah, definitely.
That's great. Let's take a caller. Tommy, hi. Tommy, are you there? Hello.
Tommy. Can you hear me, Cliff?
Yeah, I can now. Hi, Tommy.
Okay.
How are you?
Well, you know, it's always great to hear your voice and to all your esteemed panelists and stuff. But how do you know when you're getting screwed? You stop and you think about the United States of America. You stop and you think about those who laid their lives down that this country could be what it is today. Then you stop and you think about the debacle and the absolute hypocrisy of all of the veterans and all of the hell that they have to go through just to get the services that they should have, period, for what they did for this country. So I would like to ask you guys to comment on something. If you remember back in the day, there was this terrible debacle with the Veterans Administration, and Trump was going in there to straighten it all out, and you never heard anything else about it. So my point on all of this is, if you screw the veterans, what do you think they care about the rest of us? I love all of you.
Thank you so much, Tommy. Yes.
Go
right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Tommy, hi. This is Mark. And I think a lot of the frustration that I have seen and heard, it's because veterans have not had access, timely access, to the services that they really need. So the challenge is, and what I hope that we're doing very well here at Jesse Brown Veterans Healthcare System, is identifying what those needs are, what how we can provide those, where we can provide them, and like Dr. Passy said, you know, she's going out real time, and she's educating and providing services off campus to a younger generation that, you know, I tell you what, 10 years ago, we didn't know some of the specialized needs that they had. So the access is really important. And this is a subject for another week, but telehealth, that's another thing that we've invested in significantly at Jesse Brown. And the reason is that can provide alternative ways for the veteran to speak with their provider, again, real time. Don't have to make an appointment. Don't have to wait for an appointment. They can access that service immediately. So I think if you pay attention to the access, you pay attention to the services that the veteran really needs and how you can provide those, maybe in a very non-traditional way, that's the key. And that's what we're working real hard on.
Tommy, thanks for your call. And, of course, we're so proud of what is happening over at the Jesse Brown VA. That was Mark, of course, the director, Mark McGill, making the response. Things have changed tremendously. Now, I don't know whether I think it's happened nationally, but I know, because I talk to other people, we are fortunate to have the folks we have at the Jesse Brown VA, because I know it's doing better than the overwhelming majority than the others. I think they're all improving, but we're fortunate to be to have Jesse Brown, because you folks just do a great job.
Well, I appreciate that, and
I know what happened over there.
Valerie said, the old saying, "It's not your grandfather's VA." And see, I think, and that kind of fits in with what Tommy was talking about. Mm-hmm. It's not the bureaucratic and look for the blue line, go 50 feet, turn right, and look for the red line,
exactly.
and then wait for 5 hours. I would submit it's your sons and daughters VA, and we're taking care of five generations of veterans, and you have to take care of them in whatever works best for them.
It wasn't that long ago, I would presume. I've been in radio for some time, but I believe during my early days, probably, who would have gotten anybody on from the VA? What, are you crazy?
It'd be too scary.
That's right. Let's go to Susan, please. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, Susan. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks for the program. I wanted to know about the 12-week program. Is that available to all veterans? And if so, where? As well as telehealth, is that available for behavioral health as well as physical health?
Yeah. So, Susan, thanks. Those are both very good questions. I love them. Telehealth is actually, we have two different types. Telehealth, your traditional telehealth, when you go from one, you go to the VA closest to you, and then you sit in a room with a camera and a TV, and you talk to a provider at another VA that offers the services that may not be at that VA. But we also have a really new, exciting program called Video Vet Connect, and that can be done from your home, your office. Heck, you can even do it from your car on your break from work if you wanted. You can do it on your phone, your tablet, your laptop, and you talk with your provider in their office at the VA, and it could be mental health, primary care, dermatology. Everyone at the VA is trying to get in on it and make it easier for access for veterans to come in. The other great thing about it is you can conference more than one person in on this video connect, which means if you are worried about your husband or wife and want to make sure that they're actually telling the doc everything that's going on, but you have to work, you can video connect in on the appointment with the provider, whoever it may be. So those are pretty exciting things that are happening. The 12-week program I was talking about is available to returning combat veterans post 9/11 and transitioning post 9/11 veterans in our transition and care management clinic. However, we have all sorts of great stuff happening with Whole Health that are offering these services throughout the entire hospital in all sorts of different areas. We have acupuncture going into our physical therapy and rehab program. So those are available to everyone. And we're really encouraging people to utilize them. We have yoga happening down in the recreation therapy gym. It's just kind of whatever you're looking for, the VA is trying to provide it at
this
point.
There's even been power breath meditation programs coming through the VA.
And what area is that through if they're not a post 9/11 returning vet, combat vet?
Your best bet would be to ask your primary care provider and or connect with recreation therapy and the Whole Health program. They're the ones that are Whole Health services and recreation therapy are kind of spearheading most of these. And then mental health is sort of spearheading things like power breath meditation and different services like that. Yeah.
Okay. Susan? Thank you. This is powerful.
Yeah.
I want to have it. I'm not a vet, though. Can I get a friend and family hookup?
Well, it would be great.
I can understand.
YouTube.
Yeah, I can sure understand why you're saying that, Susan.
I feel like maybe now civilian settings need to catch up with us.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. You know, one thing that was mentioned with acupuncture, I had a problem, and I want to tell you, I didn't like the idea. I'm not into pain.
Sure. Who is?
But, well, you know.
Yeah.
But it works. At least it did for me. It was mm-hmm. it was great. I said to everybody, hey, you know, this is a great thing. So that's really something. We have a few more moments left. Mark, what else should we say?
Well, I tell you what.
This is great information. Great information.
You know, hopefully this gave a little bit more about some of the things you wouldn't normally think that you would be able to receive at the medical center. Mm-hmm. And so just like Susan had said, you know, am I eligible? Could I take advantage of that program? Call us and find out.
Yeah.
And, of course, veterans that are already enrolled, go through your primary care doc, and they're kind of the key to hooking up with all these different services. And then one more thing, Cliff, you know, you mentioned the acupuncture, and that's becoming such an acceptable treatment now.
Yeah.
Didn't used to
that's
be
right.
seen as that,
that's
but,
right.
you know, we're really open to any mm-hmm. Sort of alternative treatment as long as it can improve outcome. And, you know, Valerie mentioned whole health and yoga and Tai Chi, and those have helped in many different areas, chronic pain management, relaxation, a lot of other things. So
battlefield acupuncture, we have people trained in that now, too.
Yeah.
What is that?
Battlefield acupuncture,
okay.
Which is it's very similar to acupuncture, mm-hmm. but it is basically just the procedure is just in your ear, and they put teeny tiny little needles that go in, and they sort of stay in until they fall out. You kind of forget they're there, but they help with stress, anxiety, pain, and they're kind of more immediate. So one of our emergency department doctors is actually trained in that. So if you're coming in and you're super anxious about whatever's going on and that setting can heighten your anxiety, she can step in and help with some immediate treatments that are not even pharmaceutical, which some people are worried about and trying to avoid these days.
Well, I just think it's amazing all that is offered by the Jesse Brown VA because, you know, I know that it may be some places that I've been told before because people are able to reach us. There's a lot of ways people reach this program. And, you know, we are fortunate. We want, to, of course, the VA to do well across the country, but you know, people are saying, "Hey, you know, you folks are really, really fortunate there." I said, "Yeah, well, we are."
Well, and I'll tell you, the other key is just having such awesome partners. I mean, like America's Heroes, and all the community support we have. That's another reason that VA healthcare is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sure is. It certainly is, and we'll continue. And you're going to stay with us as we continue over the months to make sure that we do that. So that's great. You want to close us out, sir?
Well, there's a beautiful weekend today.
Yeah.
Get out, I guess, enjoy the last couple hours of sunshine because I hear it might snow tomorrow. Is
yeah,
correct. I don't
yeah,
know.
We talked about that earlier.
So, but no. Again, Cliff, thank you for everything that you and your group do, and just want to tell our veterans how much we appreciate you, and God bless.
Thank you so much, and I want Ms. Creedon, you want to give us a goodbye?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I want to thank all our veterans that are listening for the services they've offered us. Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions or you know any returning combat veterans that are nearby Chicago, please send them on in to see us. We can do walk-ins or appointments, and we can be reached at 312-569-5900.
Great. Dr. Passy?
Sure. So I would just like to thank you again for having me here and to encourage any student veterans or any campuses that might benefit from engaging with the Student Veteran Outreach Program to contact me. I can be contacted at 312-262-8007.
Thank you
thank
for
you.
Coming in. Appreciate it. Stay with us now. We'll be going to the second hour of America's Heroes Group. Right after this. Yeah,
Thank you.